We continue our learning of the Nishmas Davi ben Menachem Mishim Hamyakon Pepirikos Elio. We are in Midos, Perikimel, Mishnah Base. Uvikaren Ma'aravis, Dromis, Hayu Shnei Nekavim. At the southwest corner of the Yesod of the Mizbeach, remember the Yesod was a height of an Amah, and it protruded an Amah on two sides. So in the southwest corner, there were two holes, the really drains at the top of that base. So that would mean if, let's say, if the Kohen was walking up the Kevesh, walking up the ramp, which is in the south. So at the southwest corner, on his left side, at the southwest corner, there were two little holes, kimin shnei chotamin dakin, and they were very small, like two nostrils, two very thin nostrils. And what were the purpose of these holes? Shahadamim hanitanim al yisod ma'aravi va'al yisod dromi yoridin bahen umis orvin ba'ama. The blood, the shiare hadam. We spoke about that in the fifth parak of Zvachim Nezu Mekoma. Karbanos, so you sprinkle the blood, and then you had the leftover blood. What do you do with it? So you had to pour it down these little holes that were on the yisod, that were at the bottom of the Mizbeach. Not to be confused with the two holes that are at the top of the Mizbeach, which went down a little tunnel in the Mizbeach for Nisuch HaYayin and Nisuch HaMayim on Sukkos. Nisuch HaYayin every day, Nisuch HaMayim for Sukkos. These two little holes were at the base, in the southwest corner. One was on the western side, one was on the south side. So they were at that corner. You had to round the corner to get the other hole. And that was the purpose of those for the Shiare Hadam. Which Shiare Hadam were poured down the Yisod Ma'aravi? So we learn this in the fifth parak of Zvachim, in Ezum Mekoma. The Chatos HaPrimios, take the Par Helim Dover Shel Tzibur, the Seir Avodah Zarah, those where the blood was sprinkled in the Heichal, so that blood, the leftover blood, was poured down the Yisod Ma'aravi, the western little hole. And the other Karbanos, Shiare Hadam, were poured down the Yisod Dromi, were poured down the south hole. And where did they go? Where did the blood go? To Yordin Bahem, they would go down these holes, Umis Arvin Ba'ama, and they would mix together in a stream of water, a channel of water that ran through the Azara that was below the Mizbeach. It was called an Amah because it was an Amah in length, and it was an Amah, deep. And where did the water go? V'yotzin l'nachal Kidron. And then the water would flow out to the Kidron Valley, which is east of the Old City. And that's where the blood would be. The Partanura points out, he says, Ubale ginos hayukonim osamin hagizbarn. People who are gardeners, they would purchase this blood that was now out in Nachal Kidron for what purpose? Lazabil bahemnes hakarka, in order to fertilize the ground. Why is this not a problem of mi'ila, of misappropriating from hekdesh? So first of all, this mi'ila on this blood, Shiar Adam, is only midarabbanan. And since it's now exchanged, it's bought, you give money for it, you're basically redeeming it from Hekdesh by giving money to the Gizbar, to the treasurer, therefore it's going to be permitted. Perek Gimel, Mishnah Gimel. Lemata baritzba ba'oso hakeren, on the ground of the Azara, at that same southwest corner that we were discussing in the previous Mishnah, makom hayasham ala ama al ama, there was an open space that was an ama by an ama length by an ama width, v'tavla shel shayish, and there was a marble tile that covered it, v'tabas haysa kavuaba, and there was a ring that was in that tile so you could lift it up. Shebo, what was that little open space? What purpose did it serve? That on the ground right by that southwest corner, Shebo Yordim Lashis Umenakim Oso. That's where the Kohanim would go down into that space, and then there was this pit in the floor of the Azara, and they would clean that area. What would they have to clean it from? So you had the wine, the Nesachim, would congeal over a lot of time. Every single day they were pouring Nesachim down from the top of the Mizbeach, and now it would be now stored really in this area, in this pit below, all the way down under the Mizbeach, so it needed to be cleaned. So once in a while, the congealed wine had to be removed from there, and that was this. They pick up this tavla, this tile, holding onto the ring, and go down and clean the area. Now we describe the ramp. The kevesh, hayol ledromo shel Mizbeach. We know the kevesh, the ramp, was to the south of Mizbeach. You walked up the ramp, and now you're going south towards the north, to the top of the Mizbeach. And how long was it? What were the dimensions? Shloshim u'shtayim al rochav sheshesri. It was, the length was 32 amos, going from south up to north, and its width was 16 amos. U'revuva ha'isalo b'ma'arovo. It had a revuva, some type of opening in the western wall of the kevesh itself. Bar Tumur says, what's a revuva? So he says, kimin chalon chalul, like a hollow window, a hollow opening. Va'ama al amah haya. A lot of things are an amma by an amma. This was an amma by an amma. Uve kevesh atzmo. It was actually in the, an opening, a hollow space in the ramp itself. L'ma'arovo haya omid, on the west side. And this hollow space, what served a purpose. And that was, says the Mishnah, sheshama you nosim psule chatas ha'oth. That's where they would put the disqualified parts of the bird chatas. They have to be left in the azara overnight and only then to be burned, says the Bar Tanura. You have to wait till they become noser. And only then, the next day, yetzu the beis hasefer. So we needed a place to be stored, these psulei chatas of the birds, and therefore they were placed in this area that was in the west part of the ramp itself, in this hollow space, and amma by an amma, until the next morning when they could be burned.